kind of a strange announcement to make from the pulpit, but I'm expecting. I'm expecting. I came today to infuse some spiritual excitement, to put back the godly expectation into this Christmas season that has been hijacked by worldly images of gross commercialism. I want to redirect the spotlight back on the Savior and not on the Santa. I want to talk about the one who rules and reigns and not Rudolph the reindeer. I want to deal with the scene at Bethlehem and not a deal on a big screen at Best Buy. Are you feeling me? I know what the media is saying about the poor economy and that it might get worse before it gets better, but I'm expecting that my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I know some of you have been sick, been in and out of the hospital. You've received a dire diagnosis, a pessimistic prognosis. But in spite of whatever report you've received, turn to somebody and say, I'm expecting. I'm expecting to live and not die. I'm expecting that because of his stripes, I am healed. I can't hear anybody. I'm expecting. I'm expecting. I know some of you have been laid off from your job and wondering how you're going to pay your bills, but I dare you. No, I double dog dare you to declare right now, I'm expecting for God to give me another job or help me start my own business. Somebody shout, I'm expecting. I know many of you are saying you're weak and you really don't have any strength to go on, but I'm expecting they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'm expecting that if you wait upon the Lord, he will deliver. I'm expecting. Tired of Christians walking around looking defeated as if we have no reason for hope, especially when we have Jesus, the hope of glory in us. Now, I want to set the record straight up front. I'm not preaching about expecting from an anthropological context. I'm preaching from a theological context. See, anthropology in short, which is the study of man, would say that it's physically impossible for a man to be expecting. However, in theology, in short, which is the study of God and what God is able to do, theology says that nothing will be impossible with God. So that's our greatest hindrance right now, is that we have greater expectations, come on now, of what man says than expectations of what God will say. So in the height of expectation, all of the brothers in the house say, I'm expecting.